On Book Notes review this month, Victory City by Salman Rushdie, which is one of the most anticipated books of 2023, not least because following the brutal attack on him at the Chautauqua Institute in August last year, we might never have had this novel. Victory City is a fantasy novel set in medieval India and conceived as a translation of an ancient epic. 9-year-old Pampa Kampana is given divine powers and becomes instrumental in the rise of a great city called Biznaga, Victory City. Over the centuries, the city becomes an unwieldy tapestry, paralleled in the way that stories have a way of getting away from their creators. Unless, of course, that creator is myth-maker Salman Rushdie. On October 3rd, 1849, the American author Edgar Allan Poe was found delirious at Ryan's Tavern in Baltimore. He was taken to the Washington College Hospital, where he died at 5 a.m. on Sunday, October 7th. He was 40 years old. The mysterious circumstances surrounding his death could have come from one of Poe's own macabre stories. And now, in A Mystery of Mysteries, The Death and Life of Edgar Allan Poe, biographer Mark Davidziak debunks the myth of Poe as the drunken, gloomy-eyed grandfather of Goth with a raven perched on one shoulder, and examines his life through the prism of his strange death and its many possible causes. For Black History Month, I'm highlighting a novel and an art book. What Napoleon Could Not Do, according to the father of Ghanaian siblings Jacob and Belinda, was managed to go to college and law school in the United States and marry a wealthy black businessman. But in fact, this is what Belinda does in the debut novel of this name by Ghanaian-born writer D.K. Nuro, who is a graduate of Johns Hopkins and the Iowa Writers' Workshop. When Jacob and Belinda were growing up in Ghana, their goal was simple: to move to America. While Belinda achieves this goal, Jacob struggles to do so, and Belinda's husband has a less rose-colored perspective of the United States since he's spent his life railing against the racism and marginalization that are part of life for African Americans. The book explores how each of these three characters comes to understand the promise and disappointment that life in America offers. As Asma Naeem begins her tenure as the new director of the Baltimore Museum of Art this month, becoming the first person of color to lead the institution, we have the publication of BLK Art, The Audacious Legacy of Black Artists and Models in Western Art, by Zaria Ware. Hundreds of faces of black men and women with unknown stories have stared out at us from the Western art world since its beginnings. This book explores those faces from the hushed corridors of royal palaces to the bustling streets of 1920s Paris to present a unique perspective of black history. As usual, I will post these titles on the book notes page at wbjc.com.